Hello everyone. Tonight the study is about where do we get our joy? What is the source of our joy? Many times in our lives we think that what we have is permanent and that we will never lose it. We cling to things as they were eternal, as if they were eternal. The things that we love so much we think are going to be with us forever. Yet things change and alter, and some things take a different form. Our plans, on many occasions, are changed by His plans. Our routine of life sometimes shifts to a different form. God alters things according to His will. He takes away certain things and brings about something different. We then find ourselves mourning the change and resenting the loss. Things that were meant to be ours forever suddenly are gone. Things we counted on are taken away and we experience the ultimate of sadness. Why does God do that? Why does God allow this to happen to our lives? I have a few points that tell us why God does that. The first point is so we might not have trust in what we have, but in Him. The second point is so we might not love what we have more than Him. Third point is so that through our losses, we may experience His strong hand of love and comfort, so that we derive our joy from heavenly sources and not earthly comforts. So that we learn to trust Him, that He will provide something better for us through the loss, so that we might experience the ultimate gain through loss. In the book of Jonah, our favorite book, we see that God has called Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh and proclaim His word to them. Nineveh's population at that point was 120,000. And it was a glorious commission for a prophet to preach there. But Jonah was sad and angry at God's request. He rebelled and rejected God's call and refused to preach to those he considered to be his enemies. He then fled to Tarshish instead of Nineveh in order to escape God's call. After being chastised in the belly of a whale, Jonah repented and promised God that he will go and fulfill His plan. After his mission was fulfilled, all 120,000 souls repented and believed in the true God of Israel. This heavenly blessing displeased Jonah. Displeased him exceedingly, the Bible says. And he was very angry and desired to die. This is the second time he becomes angry. He must have had a bad temper. First time he was angry why God called him. Second time he was angry because God saved 120,000 souls. And that did not give him any joy. So he wanted to exclude himself from society. He went out of the city and made himself a booth and sat under it pouting in the shade. The Lord then, out of His love and mercy, prepared a gourd to cover Jonah from the heat of the sun. And for the first time in the book of Jonah, it is said that Jonah was exceedingly glad for the gourd. By the way, a gourd is a vegetable whose relatives are squashes and pumpkins. It is a fast-growing shrub that grows to a height of 10 to 12 feet and dies quickly. It represents things and earthly comforts. And for the first time, Jonah was exceedingly glad for the gourd. So, you think of Jonah's joy. What was the source of his joy? Jonah wasn't happy to be sent to Nineveh to save those he considered to be his enemies. He was angry. He wasn't happy to be chosen as God's prophet for this glorious mission. He wasn't happy that 120,000 Ninevites repented and believed in the true God of Israel. He wasn't happy to be alive. He desired death. He wasn't happy when God showed mercy on Nineveh, and he tells God, "I do well to be angry." In other words, it's my right to be angry that you saved my enemies. In the whole story of Jonah, this was the only time we are told that he was exceedingly glad. And what was the cause of his gladness? It's very clear. A gourd. His joy came from earthly comfort, and then he wasn't happy when God took away the gourd. So he derived his joy from a gourd. And then we want to ask ourselves, what is our gourd? What is your gourd? What is my gourd? Whatever it is, God gave it to you and gave it to me, and God can take it away. We must not let our earthly comforts dictate our mood, attitude, and joy. We must enjoy them, but not live for them. Our emphasis should never be on the temporal, but on the spiritual, because our temporal changes constantly, and therefore we must not make them our prime interest. Our priority should be the Lord and his heavenly causes. Our gourds are short-lived, and we must not mourn their loss. The highlight of Jonah's day should have been the salvation of Nineveh and not the gourd. That's why the Lord took it away. We must then seek and find our joy in heavenly matters. God will provide our comfort like he provided Jonah the gourd. May our hearts feed on the joys of heaven that bring us permanent satisfaction amongst all the changes of life that we go through. Amen. The verse for tonight is, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Thanks, and God bless.